The Acoustic Brew Concert Series in State College is celebrating 20 years of bringing folk concerts to central Pennsylvania. WPSU's Christine Allen has the story of a community of volunteers who keep the concert series thriving.
We'll eat potluck and pull guitars down an old line road.
This is the folk duo Robin and Linda Williams. You may have heard them perform as regulars on A Prairie Home Companion. They're among many famous folk artists who've come to State College over the years to perform in the Acoustic Brew concert series. The series was founded by Bowlesburg resident John Walls in 1992.
And then other people got more involved and we incorporated, and here it is 20 years later.
Linda Littleton of Lamont is now president of the Acoustic Brew. She's also a musician in Simple Gifts, the folk group that played the very first Brew concert 2 decades ago. She says the Acoustic Brew puts on about 10 or 12 concerts per year. They're held at various venues in the State College area, including the Center for Well-Being in Lamont and the studios of WPSU-TV. But Littleton says there's more to the Acoustic Brew than meets the ear.
I think it's more than a concert series. There's a real sense of community around it.
Littleton says that's partly because the series is run entirely by a large group of volunteers. The artists are paid for their performances, of course, but no one on the Acoustic Brew staff makes a dime for their work on the concerts. And there are many volunteers, from the committee that selects the performers to the crew for each concert to the bakers who make homemade refreshments for the Acoustic Brew.
Oh, it's a one-cup measure. Okay, so should we wing it?
The head of the baking volunteers is Beth Shirey, a mental health therapist from State College. She has been baking intermission snacks for the Acoustic Brew concerts for 20 years now. Shirey is in her kitchen next to the antique stove, stirring a bowl of batter. She's making chocolate chip cookies with her daughter for the Acoustic Brew's 20th anniversary concert.
I first took Christina the Acoustic Brew when she was 20 days old.
And I don't remember it, but I'm sure it was great.
Christina Braunshire is Shirey's daughter, who's now 19 years old. Her 20th birthday is March 8th, just a couple of weeks after the Acoustic Brew celebrates its 20th.
The Acoustic Brew and I are like birthday buddies almost.
Right.
It really is a huge part of my life. It's like we grew up together.
Last Saturday, the Acoustic Brew celebrated its birthday by treating the public to a free 20th anniversary concert.
I guess. Let's see.
Volunteers are setting up chairs and tables in the lobby of Penn State's Outreach Building. In the adjacent TV studio, 2 stages are set up for a day of concerts. There's plenty of work to be done.
Today, I will be the backstage stage manager, making sure people are in their assigned green rooms at their assigned times and they get on stage quickly.
Annie Tubiolo is a film producer for the National Park Service who lives in State College. She and her husband started volunteering with the Acoustic Brew a few months ago.
We have been so pleased with everybody in this organization, and the concerts we put on are awesome.
Holly Foy of Bellefonte is also here to help set up. She's a high school art teacher, and she's a guitarist with the Celtic band Callanish, one of many groups donating their talent for this anniversary show. Foy has also been an Acoustic Brew volunteer for 10 years.
Which has included volunteering at shows, doing everything from making coffee to setting up chairs. I have booked opening acts.
The Acoustic Brew manages to book some big stars at the folk scene, but Foy explains that they're not just out to get big names. She says the Brew strives to provide not just good musicians, but good concerts.
We run usually 12 to 15 concerts each year, and the people that we invite to perform here, somebody on the Brew crew has seen perform somewhere, and they made our socks roll up and down.
Like Foy, singer-songwriter Jim Colbert of Bellefonte is one of the musicians performing in the 20th anniversary concert. He's been a Brew volunteer for a decade.
The acoustic music community here is paramount to me. Just the sense of community, it's hard to describe. It just kind of makes me whole.
When you talk to Acoustic Brew volunteers, it seems to be not just the music, but the fellowship that keeps this concert series brewing. The spring concert season of the Acoustic Brew will continue March 31st with a concert of Americana music from the Stray Birds at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.